exercise change?
What actually motivated you to get to the point you're at now? And what do you think the things in general are that motivate people to want to make a change?
Well, I found that, I mean, because I've been through a few sort of fitness peaks, if you will, during my career. Like, early on, I was quite sort of had the natural fitness of a youth. Mm. And then around sort of the early 20s, we actually had a coach here in Canterbury by the name of Dave Nosworthy, and he was a South African fellow, and he came over and he really brought like a real hard-nosed sort of work ethic, and like fitness was a huge part of it. And one of his big things was learning about yourself by mentally, by physically pushing yourself to the edge. And I sort of took that, I took that on board and really went hard with it, and really sort of reached a physical peak that, you know, that I just was almost like that obsessiveness. I mean, you probably, you know, it's that obsessiveness where you do too much. And I ended up doing too much. I was training too hard. I was training, you know, not specifically for cricket, but
just fitness. Just as fitness, fit as you could.
You know, because I got fit, and then like I think, oh, I can't have that chocolate bar because you know I'm going to put on fat. Yeah. But it's just total sort of obsessive. But I think that sort of indicated to me that, like, it was this incremental what started, and then I saw a little bit of progress, and then a little bit more progress, and then it just snowballs, you know? And so what, because the question was about...
What motivates you to sort of want to change in the first place? So is that progress?
In the first place, for me, it was that little bit of progress right at the start, you know? And then, like I said, it was just snowballed, you know, incrementally got more and more, and then you couldn't go back.
So you think that would apply to pretty much most people?
Yeah, I reckon it moves into one of the questions you ask later, but if you focus too much on the goal, then it's too hard. Mm. Because if you're always focusing on the goal up here, that goal will always be pushed back and you're never actually going to be that satisfied. But if you can take a satisfaction from the journey as such rather than the destination, if you can take a satisfaction from the incremental achievements that you're getting along the way, because they are real at the moment, whereas the goal isn't tangible.
Sure.
But you can see the little changes as you go. So if you can take that initially, then you can keep going.
Yeah, okay.
And that can be right from the start, I think.
So I'm just picking out one thing there as well, is that you've almost got to have a bit of faith that there will be progress for a start, because you're kind of going into it. You know, you can't experience that success at the start because you haven't done it yet. So you need a little bit of faith and to know that there will be some progress if you stick with it.
That's the thing, and I think that's where maybe someone else helps.